Welcome back. It's Todd Zwillick. The Obama administration made an unprecedented announcement on Friday when it temporarily blocked the construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline in North Dakota. The pipeline has been at the center of months of protest and lawsuits. The administration's announcement came just minutes after a federal judge denied the Standing Rock Sioux tribe's request for an injunction on the pipeline's construction. The tribe had claimed that the pipeline would destroy sacred sites and could pollute drinking water. Now, when the administration stepped in, it gave the tribe a temporary victory, but the pipeline's future is now uncertain. Joining us to discuss the impact of this announcement is Jim Grijalva. He's professor of law at the University of North Dakota and director of the Tribal Environmental Law Project. Jim, welcome.
Hello, Todd. Thanks for having me on.
Well, a federal judge declined to stop the pipeline before the weekend, then immediately the Obama administration stepped in and halted it for now. Where do things stand?
The pipeline contractors have been directed to cease construction on both sides of the highway that was sort of the epicenter of the lawsuit, both to the west and the east of the potential crossing of Lake Oahee. And that means for the moment, everybody's trying to figure out what the next steps are. There's definitely interest at the national level in a larger conversation. But as it relates specifically to this pipeline, I think we're in somewhat of a limbo, both on the development side and on the tribal side, about what next steps are with respect to the environmental review of the pipeline proposal.
Still, most of this pipeline's construction is on private land, right? So how can the administration step in and block this?
Well, one of the confusing and complicated aspects of a project like this, Todd, is it's so big that it crosses so many jurisdictions. And so there's overlapping federal and state jurisdiction and different states involved, which makes it a complicated issue. The Corps of Engineers, the federal agency that's at point here, has jurisdiction essentially over the crossings of navigable waters and other certain waters, and doesn't have jurisdiction over the so-called uplands areas. That's where the states decide whether to permit or not. And so the pipeline company is in this awkward situation of having to get permission from a multitude of state and federal agencies. And most of the permissions have been granted on the upland sections in North Dakota and I believe in the other states. But where there are significant water crossings like the lake, the Corps of Engineers has jurisdiction to agree or to decline the permit or to condition the permit on environmental and cultural resource reviews.
And this is a pipeline that's supposed to run all the way from northern North Dakota down to refineries in Illinois. So, you know, if we're about to change administrations one way or the other, how do the tribes who've had this temporary victory here view this decision? Because the next president, whoever that is, could change it, drop it, sort of ignore it. There seems to be some limbo here.
There's always the question on any particular issue of what will be the next president's stand and the administration's perspective. The Obama administration has been fairly positive with respect to engaging tribes and trying to treat tribes in the government-to-government relation that's been the nation's policy since about the 1970s, and trying to engage them as it does states and other significant governmental stakeholders when there are large projects proposed. So the question, of course, is whether the next president will continue that approach and continue to try to ensure protection of tribal resources, tribal lands, and also the treaty rights and cultural resources that are outside of what lawyers call Indian country, which includes reservations, but also some other areas. So as you know, a lot of the continent is formerly tribal or indigenous lands, but as a result of contact, a number of those lands have been shrunk. So the Standing Rock tribe has a smaller reservation than its traditional ancestral land. And so some of the lands outside the reservation have potentially significant cultural resources that the tribe continues to want to protect.
The Obama administration blocking construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline after months of protest. Jim Grijalva, professor of law at the University of North Dakota. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Todd.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.